Bear's Den for the Battle of Border Tournament, the fifth annual here for 2022. It's the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, coached by Scott Small, the number two ranked Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, coached by Scott Small, to take on the Alton Lady Comets here in the tournament semifinals. We're getting ready for the announcement of our starting lineup. Both teams on the court taking their final warm-ups, and now they come to the sideline, and we'll take a look at how they'll start it tonight. Both these teams got here with wins earlier this week. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they got a win over the Couch Lady Indians on Tuesday night, and for the Alton Lady Comets, they defeated the Viola Lady Longhorns in a good ball game. You heard both of those here on K-Country 95. The winner tonight will advance into the tournament championship at 6 o'clock Saturday night to take on a pretty impressive Highland Lady Rebel team. The loser will play Thayer in the third place game on Saturday at 3. And this is the third game of the night. There's one more later tonight, the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Viola Longhorns in the men's semifinal with a winner to advance to play the Highland Rebels. I want to say thanks to some of the boosters helping to bring you the ball game this evening, including the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart Store, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Allen Supported Living, and the Steak and Shake of West Plains, all boosting the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and your Alton Lady Comet boosters, including Simpson's True Value in Alton, the Clary Funeral Homes, Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living, and Thayer Ready Mix. And let's check the starting lineups. First up for the Alton Lady Comets, they will be the visitors on the scoreboard wearing the blue trimmed in the gold. It'll be Jaden Mock, number 23. Number 34, Evan Montgomery. Number 20, Kenzie Smith, along with number 32, Lainey Warren. And number 24, Allie Willard. And for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, the number two ranked Lady Bears, they'll start with the All-Stater in the middle, Sarah Crow. Bryn Washam wears number 4. Adriana Corbett, number 24. Lainey Young, number 3. And Tay Davis, number 23. Your starters for the game tonight. Again, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears coached by Scott Small and the Alton Lady Comets coached by Stephanie Miller. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back with your tip-off in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative encourages members to take energy efficiency and conservation measures now to help keep winter energy costs in check. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative Energy Advisor's first recommendation is to have a licensed professional inspect your heat pump. Another key is to set the system to the heat setting, not emergency heat or auxiliary. Visit NAECI.com for more energy-saving tips. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Regional Family Healthcare. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Family Healthcare in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Regional Family Healthcare is located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
And we're back. They've had the announcement of starting lineups, and we're about ready to go here in game number 3 of our quadruple broadcast tonight. All 4 of the semifinal games coming to you here on K-Country 95 this evening from the Battle of the Border Tournament. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will wear the home whites tonight, trimmed in the blue. The Alton Lady Comets wearing the blue, trimmed in the Comet Gold. And Allie Willard steps into the center circle, jumping up against Sarah Crow. Allie Willard for the Alton Comets, Sarah Crow for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and the Lady Bears control. They get the ball immediately down in the corner, going to the baseline all the way to the basket. We'll go Tay Davis, and we're going to get a whistle, a stoppage of play. Excuse me, that was Adriana Corbett, and the ball went out of bounds. So Alton will get it. Mammoth Spring coming with full court, man-to-man pressure here. Alton will bring it up out of the backcourt with Jaden Mock. Mock gives it off to Willard. Willard working against Crow, trying to take her to the lane. And Sarah cuts her off. They'll kick it back out front to Evan Montgomery. Alton running the offense from the top of the key. 19 seconds on the play clock as the Comets get into the set. They go on the right side. And now back out on top to Willard. Willard making a move away from the defense. Gives the ball over for Montgomery. Montgomery goes to the right side to Mock. Down to 3 seconds on the shot clock. Somebody's got to shoot it, and there will be a shot clock violation. No, they wave it off. Shot clock violation on the Alton Lady Comets. And one of the things for the Missouri schools that's kind of hard to keep in mind is you've only got 35 seconds to work with. Alton, a little bit of full court pressure. The Lady Comets break it all the way down to Bryn Washam, who misses the layup. Rebound, Delaney Young kicks it out to Crow, back to Young in the corner. Now on top to Corbett, around to Tay Davis, now in the right corner, Washam for three, that one is good. Number four, Bryn Washam hits one out of the right corner. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears out to a 3-0 lead. Alton Lady Comets again against the full court pressure. In the backcourt is Jaden Mock, comes to midcourt, goes through a double team, now taking it to the hole, got a screen. Couldn't get the shot away, though. Good defense by Sarah Crow to shift over there. And now Willard making a move across the free throw line is going to be fouled by number 35. That is Sarah Crow. Crow called for the foul will be her first of the night. Alton will inbound the ball down along the baseline just to the right side of the glass. Evan Montgomery to trigger it in, looking in the middle, nobody open. Now going to have to hurry and got it in five to Allie Willard. Willard backing around, backing down the defender again. Her pass is going to be stolen by Alton. Long lead out to Tay Davis. Count it. Tay Davis with the layup, and the Mammoth Spring out to a 5-0 lead. Alton with it in the backcourt. Evan Montgomery, number 34, works it up across the timeline against the defense. Good player, Evan Montgomery. Now sets the offense to the right side. Got it over there to Warren. Warren out top for Kinsey Smith. Kinsey holds it high, swings it over on the left for Evan Montgomery. Montgomery looking to find a shot on the baseline. A little running one-hander is up off the rim. Bounces twice, no good, and goes out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. Excuse me, it'll be Mammoth Spring Lady Bear ball. Alton again in the 1-2-2 zone press, full court. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears break it, got it down to Washam. Washam challenges Willard and scores the layup. Bryn Washam with five early. And the Alton Lady Comets want a timeout. 5:52 to go. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a lead, 7-0. Alton called the timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And we're back after the timeout. The Alton Lady Comets inbound the basketball in the backcourt. Got it to Evan Montgomery. Evan races up, now goes through a double team, got rid of it to Jaden Mock. Mock down the corner for Kinsey Smith. Steps toward the bucket. Got out to Mock for three. That one's off the rim. No good. And the long rebound taken by Bryn Washam for Mammoth Spring. And here come the Lady Bears with a chance to add to a 7-0 lead. Trying to dump it down inside. The ball is going to go off the hands of the Comet defense. Good play down there by Jaden Mock to get a hand on that ball. It sails out of bounds. Mammoth Spring will inbound on the sideline with five, or on the in line with 5:30 to go. They dump it into Crow. Crow right back to Tay Davis, who goes up with a bucket. Tay Davis with four early. And it's a 9-0 lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Alton breaks the full court press. Evan Montgomery again on the dribble drive. Goes to the top of the key, swings it right side to Kinsey Smith. Now out to Laney Warren. Warren's lob pass in the middle, stolen by Sarah Crow. Out to Bryn Washam. There's a mad dash after the loose ball, and it's going to go off the hands of the Comet defense and out of bounds. So the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will trigger it in down under their own bucket with 5:07 to go. The Biola Longhorns have made their arrival here at the Battle of the Border tournament for their semifinal game later tonight. Mammoth Spring with a three-point shot. Good by Bryn Washam. Bryn Washam with her second three in the first quarter. She'd got 8 first quarter points. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears out to a 12-0 lead. Alton with the basketball. Jaden Mock against that defense of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They don't get enough credit. I mean, people know them as an offensive juggernaut, but they are really good defensively. Here's a shot by Evan Montgomery, a little floater in the lane, no good. And we get a held ball on the rebound, and it'll belong to the Alton Lady Comets. Lady Comets trying to find a bucket. It'll be Laney Warren, Evan Montgomery to trigger the ball in from under the bucket. Oh, got it to Jaden Mock for two. Jaden got away from the defense, wide open, right under the basket. So the Alton Lady Comets are on the board. Took them 3.5 minutes to score their first bucket. Mammoth Spring with it. Brent Washam giving to Sarah Crow down the middle of the lane. Back to Washam. She didn't see it coming, and it sails out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball down by 10. Lady Comets need a bucket here to keep it close. Jaden Mock will inbound. Again, Mammoth Spring with a full court pressure. Ball goes to Evan Montgomery. Now the pressure backs off a little bit. Montgomery brings it across the timeline against Laney Young. Feeds it on the right side for Warren. She has trouble with the handle. Gets it back. Feeds it to Mock in the corner. Mock coming outside. Now turns toward the bucket. Into the lane she goes. Has the ball stripped away by Young. And a long lead pass up the court to Tay Davis is going to sail over her head and out of bounds. Well, the Lady Bears will turn it over there, and Alton will trigger it in with 3:57 to go in the first quarter, down by 10. Inbound play goes to Evan Montgomery. Defended by Tay Davis. She'll bring it up across the timeline. Mammoth Spring throws on the double team at the corner, and we get a held ball as Tay Davis ties up Evan Montgomery. And the held ball will belong to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with 3:48 to play in the first quarter. 12-2, Mammoth Spring out to the early lead. Here's Tay Davis looking to make a move. Swings the ball down in the corner to Bryn Washam. Washam back outside to Corbett. Adriana Corbett feeds it to Laney Young. Back to Corbett, down inside. Her shot is blocked by Evan Montgomery. And Evan comes out there with a loose ball for the Alton Lady Comets. Feeds it up to Jaden Mock. Mock making a move down the middle of the lane, trying to shuffle it over to Willard. Shot is up and blocked, and a foul is going to be called on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Jaden Mock stayed after it, and she's fouled by number 35, Sarah Crow, and that's foul number two on Sarah Crow here in the first quarter. And immediately, Coach Scott Small gets a sub up off the bench. It'll be Lauren Skaggs to check in for Mammoth Spring, and the first free throw for Jaden Mock is up and good. Jaden with the first 3 points of the night for the Alton Lady Comets, and Sarah Crow going to the bench in foul trouble with two early. Lauren Skaggs, senior, checks in. Mock with a second free throw, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound, Tay Davis. Here she comes on the fly. Davis now pulls up top of the key, feeds it over to the left side in the corner. Laney Young with a three. That one's off the front of the rim, no good. And Montgomery down with the rebound. So Alton down 9 with the ball. Jaden Mock, lob pass down to Kinsey Smith. Oh, it goes just off her hands and out of bounds. Kinsey couldn't quite bring it down, and the Lady Bears will trigger it in. Tay Davis will walk it up with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mammoth Spring up 12-3. Lady Bears with the ball. They get it to Laney Young in the corner. Bounces it inside, and Corbett trying to get loose for a shot, and I believe we got a three-second call. Yep, it'll be 3 seconds to call against the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Corbett got tied up in there and couldn't get a shot up or get rid of the basketball. And again, full court pressure for Mammoth Spring. Alton inbounds it to Evan Montgomery. She'll work against Tay Davis. Brings it up with the left hand, now right hand dribble. Good crossover. And crosses the timeline with 2 seconds to spare on the 10-second clock. 24 on the shot clock as Alton gets into the offense. Got the ball to Kinsey Smith. She has it stolen by Laney Young. Ball loose in the backcourt. We get a travel call against the Alton Lady Comets. Wow. Tough call there for Alton. By the way, number 3, Callie Steele, has checked into the game for the Lady Comets. And she was after that loose ball in the backcourt. Got called for the travel. Another substitution for the Comets. We'll check who came in. Mammoth Spring with the ball off the inbound. Got it to Bryn Washam, top of the key. Now to Tay Davis. Bounces it over to Adriana Corbett on the right wing. Now bounce it inside for Corbett again. And now back outside. Good ball movement here for Mammoth Spring. Staying away from this Comet defense. There's a 3-point shot up for Mammoth Spring. No good. And a foul going to be called. And Tay Davis is going to go to the line and shoot 3 free throws. 2:13 to play. Foul is on number 5. That is Jaylee Reese, who had just checked into the game. So Reese in there commits the foul. And Tay Davis going to the line to shoot 3 free throws. Really good free throw shooter, all around good player, Tay Davis. Matter of fact, all these Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are really good players. Next one is up, and that one is no good. Bounces off the right side of the rim. Alton down 10 here early. 2:13 to go in the first quarter. Third free throw is on the way, and that one rims in and out, but a rebound to Bryn Washam. Her shot is blocked by Willard. Another shot for Washam is up. That one's blocked, but a foul going to be called on the second one. And it's called on number 23, Jaden Mock of the Alton Comets. That one will send Bryn Washam to the free throw line. Bryn with 8 of the 13 first quarter points here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and she hits the free throw. Looking to go double digits already in the game. Bryn Washam, all-stater from a year ago. Puts this one up, and it is in and out, no good. And the rebound comes out to Mammoth Spring. Adriana Corbett up with a shot. That's no good. And the rebound off the hands of Mammoth Spring out of bounds. Alton Lady Comets making a substitution. Lainey Warren checks back in the game. And number 23, Jaden Mock, will come out. Coach Stephanie Miller already using 8 different girls trying to keep up with the pace of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Here's Evan Montgomery in the backcourt. Gets it up across the timeline against Washington. Feeds the ball down to Jaylee Reese. Reese cross court to Steele. Steele out to Montgomery. Top of the key. Evan gives it off to Warren. Warren drives toward the bucket. Fires up a shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Lauren Skaggs. Long lead pass down to Bryn Washam. She runs it down to the corner. Gives it back to Skaggs. She'll skip pass it over to Tay Davis. Back to Skaggs. Now Washam in the corner for 3 more. Yes, ma'am. Bryn Washam has brought her A game tonight. She's got 12 in the quarter. 17-3. Mammoth Spring with a lead. Alton coming the other way. Evan Montgomery moves off the screen. She'll fire a deep three. That one's off the mark. And the rebound taken by Adriana Corbett for Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears want to run again. Tay Davis shuffled it over to Washam. Up and in off the window. And we get a timeout call. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it 19-3 with 1:05 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back to the border, or the battle at the border, in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Can you say hand-dipped ice cream? That's what you'll find every day and a whole lot more at the Alton Quick Connection. Sure, they have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel, a laundromat, and daily breakfast and lunch specials. After all, Alton Quick Connection earned a good reputation with you in mind. Fuel, food, and good service. They have it all every day at Alton Quick Connection. Don't forget their happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on any 32-ounce fountain drink. The Alton Quick Connection. Comet proud.
Well, 1:05 to go in the first quarter. The Alton Lady Comets and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears here in the semifinals of the Battle of the Border tournament at Mammoth Spring. And Mammoth Spring out to a furious lead, or a furious start. They're still playing full court man-to-man defense. Alton trying to get it up out of the backcourt, and it's stolen by Tay Davis of Mammoth Spring. She'll give it over to Lainey Young. She'll give it back to Davis. Now Washam in the corner. Bryn driving the baseline. Powers this one up and no good. Rebound, Allie Willard for Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. 19-3. Alton having trouble finding shots. And when they do, having trouble getting them to go in the hole. Comets working out front. Steele with it. Hands off to Evan Montgomery, and Evan's going to get fouled. That was an excuse me foul by Lainey Young. Foul on Lainey will be her first, and I vowed not to call her Lainey Wilson tonight. I don't know if I'll get that done or not. So far, I've been okay. Here come the Lady Comets with it off the inbound. They'll drop it to the high post to Willard. Willard, little jumper is up and no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of Mammoth Spring and be controlled by the, or off the hands of Alton. I'm sorry. They're both blue. All right. Off the hands of the Lady Comets, and it'll be Lady Bear basketball. Skaggs with it. Well, the Lady Bears gives over to Bryn Washam, who's had a huge first quarter. Bryn swings it out front to Skaggs. Now the skip pass to Corbett. Back down to Bryn Washam around the defense for the bucket. At the buzzer, Bryn Washam with her 16th point in the first quarter. And at the end of one quarter of play, it's 21-3. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead over the Alton Lady Comets. We'll be back with the second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When pasture is less than ideal, cattle body condition can decrease rapidly. Improve body condition by supplementing your forage with Kent Energy Lass, a free choice supplement that delivers a steady intake of vitamins, minerals, energy, and protein for your cattle in a convenient tub that works in any weather. Energy Lass is molasses-based, providing nutrients to help growing, developing, and breeding cattle perform on medium to low-quality forage. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
And we're back to the Battle of the Border tournament. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Alton Lady Comets in the girls' semifinal. Winner moving on to play Highland Saturday in the championship game. Highland the winner earlier tonight over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. At the end of one quarter, it's all Mammoth Spring. The Lady Bears lead it 21-3. Alton with the ball off the inbound, got to Allie Willard. Backdoor cut to Kinsey Smith. Her shot is blocked by Adriana Corbett. But Alton runs down the loose ball. Now an outlet pass is stolen by Lauren Skaggs. Lauren pulls up the dribble in the backcourt, feeds it up to Lainey Young. She'll give to Tay Davis. Back over to Young and to Washam in the corner for three more. And that one won't go down. And a rebound taken by Lainey Warren for the Alton Lady Comets. Comets again pushing it up the floor. Kinsey Smith trying to get it down in the corner for Reese, and the ball goes off her hands and out of bounds. So the Comets will turn it over here, down 21-3. And substitution now, Jaden Mock, who has scored the only 3 points in the first half for the Lady Comets, back in the ballgame. Lauren Skaggs with it for Mammoth Spring, gives in the corner for Tay Davis. She'll swing it outside to Skaggs, now on top to Washam. Now Corbett on the left side wing, feeds it on top, a little give and go. Corbett kicks it back outside to Skaggs for three, and it's good! Lauren Skaggs off the bench with a three-pointer for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That is their fourth three-pointer of the game. And the lead is now 24-3. Alton works it around the perimeter, got to Jaden Mock. She'll shoot a three. That one bounces off the front rim, no good. Rebound to Kinsey Smith. She can't follow it. And it's off the hands of the Alton Lady Comets and out of bounds. It will be Mammoth Spring Lady Bear ball. 6:39 to play in the half. 24-3, Mammoth Spring with the basketball and the lead here in first half action. Tay Davis brings it up across the timeline, right down the middle of the lane, shoots a floater, it's no good, and a rebound taken by Jaden Mock for Alton, and then she's going to get fouled in the backcourt. That'll be on Lainey Young, and a foul on Lainey will be her second of the game. Well, they got some good-looking food in the concession stand here. That hot dog looks fantastic. Maybe it's because I haven't eaten in a while. Alton Lady Comets with the basketball, 6:20 to go in the first half. They're looking for points. Only scored three in the first quarter. They have yet to score in the second. Jaden Mock with it at the high post. Hands off to Evan Montgomery. Ball poked away by the defense, and here comes Mammoth Spring on the break. Got to Tay Davis, who will lay it up and in. They run the floor about as well as any girls' team I've ever seen play. I mean, they flat out run on the floor. Here's a foul in the backcourt going to be on Tay Davis. Evan Montgomery with a nice spin move there to get away from the defense, and Davis going to be called for the hold, and that'll be foul number one on Tay. 15 foul on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Alton will trigger it in again in the backcourt with a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Evan Montgomery brings it into the front court, swings it over to Lainey Warren on the left side wing. Lainey takes it out to the top of the key, backs away from the defense, swings it over to Montgomery. Montgomery looking for the shot, now trying to pass it down low. The pass is intercepted by Corbett. Long lead out to Skaggs. Lauren can't catch up to it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Lady Comet basketball with 5:40 to go in the first half. It's all Mammoth Spring Lady Bears here tonight. The number two ranked Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Now Comets break the full court pressure. Evan Montgomery races up across the timeline, brings it to the top of the key and sets the offense. Feeds it to Allie Willard out on the perimeter. Allie working away from the defense is stolen by Bryn Washam. Washam driving the other way, and we're going to get a whistle. The ball is going to be knocked away from her and out of bounds by Kinsey Smith. Kinsey, good defensive play there to prevent Washam from going and scoring an easy 2 points. 5:20 to play in a half. Mammoth Spring inbounds in the corner to Adriana Corbett. Got to Lauren Skaggs. She'll feed it over to number 14, Jaylee Tyson, who has checked in. Now Tay Davis going to Washam in the paint. Little spin move, count it, and a foul. Bryn Washam has come to play ball tonight, folks. Bryn has scored 18 here in the first half, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. Foul was on number 32, Lainey Warren, for Alton, her first. And the free throw good for Bryn Washam. 19 points in the first half for Bryn, and we've still got 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Evan Montgomery again brings the ball across the timeline for Alton. Gives it off to Mock. Mock taking it toward the hole, has it poked away from behind. We're going to get a loose ball foul. Mock had it poked away, and on the loose ball, she is called for a foul. And that'll be number two on Jaden Mock for the Alton Lady Comets. So Mammoth Spring Lady Bears going the other way. Tay Davis working up across the timeline with it with 4:48 to go, 30 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes to Tyson. Tyson inside to Washam. Now to Tay Davis and throws it cross court to Bryn Washam on the baseline. Bryn bounces it down inside. Now back outside to Skaggs and on the left to Corbett. 15 on the shot clock. Now on top is, Washam. Washam gives it to Skaggs. Skaggs in the corner for Washam. Cross court for Tay Davis. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Washam in the paint, puts it up with a left hand and in just before the buzzer sounds. 21 for Bryn Washam. We've still got 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Evan Montgomery with it for Alton. Gives it to Lainey Warren. Lainey bounces it to Allie Willard at the high post. Turns and shoots, no good. And rebound taken by Adriana Corbett from Mammoth Spring. And here come the Lady Bears again. Long pass up the court to Lauren Skaggs in the left corner. She feeds it cross court to Bryn Washam. Washam back outside and around the horn. It goes to Tyson. Now Skaggs in the lane for Corbett around the defense for the layup. Adriana Corbett with her first 2 points of the night. And it's a 30-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 33-3. Bringing it up for Alton is Evan Montgomery. She shakes the defense. Bounces it down low for Kinsey Smith, and she fires it up in the air. Nice play by Kinsey to get her first 2 points of the game. And the first 2 points for Alton since the first quarter. 3:10 to go in the half. Bryn Washam for three more, and it's good. Are you kidding me? Bryn Washam with 24 first half points. Everything she is shooting is going in a hole. And Bryn Washam is having a night. Evan Montgomery for Alton with it. On the dribble, step back three is up and no good. Rebound taken by Mock. Mock looking for an opening, kicks it back outside for Kinsey Smith. She'll go down the middle of the lane, shoots it too hard. Willard with the rebound, she follows it up and in. So Allie Willard with her first 2 points. And the lead is now 36-7, back to a 29-point game. Mammoth Spring with it. Lauren Skaggs right side to Washam. Thought about taking another three. Instead, goes into the lane, shoots the floater, and it's good. Washam with 26 in the first half. Alton breaks the full court press again with Lainey Warren bringing it across the timeline. Feeds it out to Jaden Mock. Mock working against the defensive quarter. Kick it down to Montgomery in the corner for three. That one is off the back iron. No good. And the rebound, Lauren Skaggs for Alton. For Mammoth Spring. Lauren races up the floor, gives the ball over to Davis, trailing the play. She'll shoot a three. That one's off the mark. And we're going to get a foul, and Tay Davis going to the line to shoot three free throws for a second time tonight. Foul is on Kinsey Smith. That'll be number one on Kinsey tonight. And Coach Scott Small getting ready to make some substitutions here for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. First free throw for Tay Davis is up, and it's good. Davis now with 8 points in the first half. But it's been the Bryn Washam show here tonight. My goodness, 26 in the half. Second free throw for Davis is good. Davis made one out of three earlier. She's made two out of two here. And here's Bryn Washam and Adriana Corbett checking out of the game for Mammoth Springs. What a first half by that duo. Wow. Another free throw for Davis, and she hits all three, and she'll come out of the game. 10 points for Tay Davis. And we got, see, who checked in? Sarah Crow back in the game for Mammoth Spring. Number 14 is out there. That is Jaylee Tyson. Also checking in is number 33, Allie Reisner, who got the Mammoth Spring Player of the Game here in their win earlier in the week. And now we're going to get a foul on Mammoth Spring out at midcourt. Evan Montgomery again with a nice move to try and shake the defense. She got fouled by Jaylee Tyson. Alton will trigger it into the backcourt for Montgomery. Lobs the pass down to Laney Warren. Back out front to Kinsey Smith. Over to Montgomery for three. That one's off the rim, no good. And we got a battle for the rebound. He gets on the floor, and a held ball is going to be called. And the possession will belong to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a minute 27 to go in the first half. 41-7. You heard me right. 41-7, Mammoth Spring with the lead. Lady Bears working on the right side to Tyson. Down in the corner now for Young. Young cross court to Skaggs. Inside, Sarah Crow. Back outside to Young for three. That one's off the mark. And the rebound taken by the Lady Comets. Alton on the run. Kinsey Smith up the right side. Pulls up on the wing. Bounces it down inside to Willard. That ball is stolen by Sarah Crow. And Laney Young gets it. Puts it down the floor. Up and in by Sarah Crow. First 2 points of the night for Sarah. And it's 43-7. Alton in the half-court set. Got it down inside to Warren. Her shot is up off the rim. No good. Long rebound taken by Kinsey Smith. And she has it poked away by Laney Young. And we get a held ball. And the possession belongs to the Alton Lady Comets. With 38 seconds to go. 31 on the shot clock. Now they reset it at 35. Ball comes in to Evan Montgomery. 31 on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock. Ball goes down to the baseline to Jaylee Reese. She has it poked away and out of bounds by Allie Reisner. Alton will trigger it in again. Evan Montgomery to trigger. Got it to Reese. Reese outside to Smith. And now on the right side to Montgomery. She fires a three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Sarah Crow clears the boards for Mammoth Spring. And the Lady Bears got it back. They feed it up to Tyson. Tyson goes to Sarah Crow. On to the bucket for the lay-in. Sarah Crow with four. And it's 45-7. We're down to 5 seconds to play. Lady Comets lobbing it inside. Willard kicks it back outside. Now to Kinsey Smith. And there's the buzzer to end our first half. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears dominating here in the semifinals at the Battle of the Border Tournament. They lead it 45-7 over the Alton Lady Comets. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
I am Solomon Cornelius.
I am Travis Brake.
I am Michelle Brake.
I am Bob Parker.
We are Monarch Realty.
Experience matters when buying or selling your home, and how you're treated matters too. Here at Monarch Realty, we have the knowledge and a national network of buyers for your home. We also treat you like royalty. Give us a call today.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Worried about your trade-in value this Christmas vacation?
It was an ugly car anyways.
No problem. We're paying top dollar for your trade.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
Get great buys and something Real nice, Clark.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Group of Chevrolet in West Plains.
Well, got 8:14 left here in the halftime intermission. And Mammoth Spring Lady Bears already making their way back out onto the court. The Mammoth Spring boys are out there taking some warm-up shots. Final game of the night tonight will be the Mammoth Spring Bears to take on the Viola Longhorns over in the men's semifinal. We're in the middle of the girls' semifinal, game number two, and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Alton Lady Comets 45-7. Could you hear me over the music? 45-7 is your score. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have just done everything right here tonight. They are really playing well right now. Maybe the best, and I've seen them play about three times, and I think this is the best I've seen them play all season long on both ends of the court. And Bryn Washam has been absolutely unbelievable tonight. Bryn Washam with 26 points here at the half. Absolutely unbelievable. I don't know that she's missed the shot. 10 points for Tay Davis tonight, 4 for Sarah Crow, 3 for Lauren Skaggs, and 2 for Adriana Corbett. For the All-Lady Comets, it's just been a struggle because of the size of the Lady Bears. And if you've seen Mammoth Spring Lady Bears play, you know they're a big team. They're long at the right places, and they're big and they're tall, and they're very skilled. They're ranked number 2 in the state for a reason, and they were ranked number 1 up until the last ranking that came out. But they are just really firing on all cylinders right now. And they came in here with a purpose tonight, and that was to show the Highland Lady Rebels that they're going to be ready to go on Saturday in the championship game. Again, 45-7 is our score at the half. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a lead over the Alton Lady Comets. And for the Lady Comets, I mean, this is the best competition they've seen all year. And it's been a struggle. The full court pressure bothered them a little bit. They've had trouble finding open shots just because of this very active defense of these Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And these girls have been playing, some of them, since they were freshmen at the varsity level and a very high level. And they just know how to play all over the floor. And the All-Lady Comets have really struggled with the speed and the size of the Lady Bears. Scoring for the Lady Comets, they're led by Jaden Mock. He has 3 points, 2 for Kenzie Smith, and 2 for Allie Willard. In your score at the half, 45-7, Mammoth Spring with a lead over the Alton Lady Comets. Take a look at the earlier games today here at the 5th Annual Battle of the Border in the semifinals. The other girls' game tonight went to the Highland Lady Rebels. They beat the Thayer Lady Bobcats 59-34. The boys' game earlier, it was Highland with a win, over the Alton Comets. And the final there, 43-35. And a good ball game. Alton got down by 11, 12 early in that game. Matter of fact, they were down 11 at the end of the first quarter. But they didn't give up. They continued to battle and battle. They cut it back to, a six-point game a couple of times. Just couldn't quite get over the hump. But we talked to Coach Caruso after the ball game for Alton, and he was extremely happy with the effort that his guys put out in the ball game. And again, the Alton boys will drop into the third-place game. They will play at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon in the third-place game against the loser of the game between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Viola Longhorns. And again, over on the girls' side, the Thayer Lady Bobcats will play in the girls' third-place game. That will be at 3 o'clock, and they'll take on the loser of this game between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Alton Lady Comets. And one would think that's still a lot of basketball to play, and I guess if you're the forever optimist, still a lot of basketball to play, but the Lady Bears lead it 45-7 over the Alton Lady Comets. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more from the halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Let's face it, the last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Stephanie, Missy, Howley, Lisa, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off. Also, buy one, get one 50% off on all Hook and Columbia hats. That's right, buy one, get one 50% on all clothing and hats. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find Case and Outdoor Edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
Can you say hand-dipped ice cream? That's what you'll find every day and a whole lot more at the Alton Quick Connection. Sure, they have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump fuel, a laundromat, and daily breakfast and lunch specials. After all, Alton Quick Connection earned a good reputation with you in mind. Fuel, food, and good service. They have it all every day at Alton Quick Connection. Don't forget their happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on any 32-ounce fountain drink. The Alton Quick Connection. Comet proud.
Well, they're rocking out here at the Battle of the Border tournament, the girls semifinal, game number 2. It has been all Mammoth Spring before a huge home crowd here. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears outscored Alton 21-3 in the first quarter and 24-4 in the second. They lead it 45-7. Look at our first half scoring, and again, for the Alton Lady Comets, just not getting many looks at the basket. This swarming defense of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears has just really taken the Lady Comets out of their game. 3 points for Jaden Mott, 2 for Mackenzie Smith, and 2 for Allie Willard. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, the Bryn Washam show here tonight. Bryn has scored 26 in the first half. 10 for Ty Davis, 4 for Sarah Crow, and 3 for Lauren Skaggs, and 2 for Adriana Corbett. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with your second half in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, member FDIC, and equal health lender.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
All right, here we go. Second half underway. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears open up the second half with the basketball. Both teams back to their starters. We start the third quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears dominating here. They go right to the middle of the floor for Sarah Crow, who makes a nice spin move and scores her first 2 points of the second half. Sarah Crow now with 6 points on the night. Mammoth Spring has pulled off the full court pressure. They're going to pick up in a half-court man-to-man defense. Evan Montgomery with it for Alton, and it's taken away by Lainey Young. She gives it to Tay Davis, misses a layup, and there to clean it up is who else? Bryn Washam. Washam with the offensive rebound and the putback. She's got 28. Evan Montgomery just had her pocket picked by Lainey Young out there. Lady Comets get into the offense here again against the man-to-man defense of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Kenzie Smith with it, gives to Evan Montgomery. Evan swings on the left side to Mock. Mock going down inside to Kenzie Smith. Shot is up high off the backboard. Bounces up and over the top of the backboard. That'll be out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Corbett inbounds to Tay Davis. She'll bring it up the floor. Young, pass down inside to Davis, to Crow. Trying to dump it down inside to Corbett. The ball is going to be knocked away and out of bounds by the Lady Comet defense. Good play there for Alton. Substitutions here for the Lady Bears. Lauren Skaggs will check in. So will number 14, Jaylee Tyson. And Bryn Washam and Sarah Crow will sit. And probably their night is over at this point. Mammoth Spring inbounds it. Gives it to Lauren Skaggs in the corner. Cross court to Young. Young now to Corbett. Corbett back to Young. Cross court pass going to Tyson. Tyson inside to Skaggs. Back outside to Tay Davis. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Davis steps to the rim and scores. Tay Davis now with 12 in the game. And the Mammoth Spring lead is 51-7. 6:25 to go in the third quarter. One more game here tonight. The boys' semifinals, Mammoth Spring and Viola. That one ought to be a dandy. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears or the Alton Lady Comets with the basketball. There goes Mock going to the hole. Is going to get fouled on the drive. Nice play by Jaden Mock to get to the front of the basket. Throws up a shot. She got fouled by Jaylee Tyson. That'll be number two on Jaylee Tyson. And Jaden Mock going to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. First one is up and no good. She will shoot another. 51-7. Alton scored 3 points in the first quarter and only four in the second. And the second free throw for Mock is good. The first point of the second half goes to Jaden Mock for the Alton Lady Comets. Mammoth Spring back in the half-court offense. Tyson with it, top of the key, swings it left side to Laney Young. She'll fire a three, and it's off the rim, no good. And the rebound off of Tay Davis out of bounds. It'll belong to the Alton Lady Comets. Laney Young, she was standing in that very spot in the warm-ups to start the second half and was nailing the threes, and that one didn't drop for her. So the Lady Comets with a basketball. They'll dump it inside. The ball is stolen by Tay Davis. Davis races up the floor, outruns everybody to the rim, and scores the layup. Tay Davis now with 14 on the night. Coach Scott Small getting ready to get some more subs into the ball game. Talking to Kaylee Williams and I believe Lauren Parker. Alton with it. Evan Montgomery outside trying to throw it over to Willard. The ball is poked away and out of bounds by the defense of Tay Davis. Yeah, Parker, Lauren Parker, and looks like Kaylee Williams getting ready to check in the ball game in just a moment for Mammoth Spring. Alton inbounds the ball to Evan Montgomery. 5:25 to go in the third, 53-8. Alton is down. And it's a give to Laney Warren on the left side wing. Laney brings it out front to Jaden Mock. Mock looking to work away from the defense. All goes inside to Kinsey Smith on a nice cut. But then she couldn't hang on to the pass and it goes out of bounds. And that's kind of been the night for the Alton Lady Comets. When they have gotten the execution and have gotten the lane to the bucket, they've turned it over. It's been one of those nights. Here comes Tay Davis for Mammoth Spring. Got the ball over to Corbett. Corbett now to Tyson. Tyson in the corner. To Tay Davis. Out to Young, back to Davis. Little turnaround jumper in the lane. It's good. Tay Davis now with 16. And the Mammoth Spring lead is 55-8. Had a text a while ago from old bow-legged Dave Rusback listening to the game this evening, and he said, wow. And wow is the word. They were going to get a foul down on the other end as the Alton Lady Comets working the offense. And a foul going to be on Tyson. That'll be number three on Jaylee Tyson for Mammoth Spring. Substitution for both sides. Willard out of the game for Alton. And checking in is number three, Callie Steele. Mammoth Spring will put more subs in there. Tay Davis and Adriano Corbett check out of the game. As Parker and Williams, Kylie Williams and Lauren Parker check in. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, 55-8. We will play the fourth quarter, obviously under the mercy rule. And Alton will inbound the ball here after it goes out of bounds. Evan Montgomery triggers it in, got it on the baseline, shot is up and good. Number three, Callie Steele hits a nice floater on the baseline. Her first 2 points of the night. And with 4:20 to go in the third quarter, it is 55-10. Mammoth Spring with the lead. Lauren Skaggs with the ball in the left corner. Swings one cross court. That one almost stolen by Evan Montgomery and then goes off the hands of the Lady Bears out of bounds. Tyson couldn't bring it in over there after it got tipped. She made a shot, made an attempt, and the ball went off her hands out of bounds. So Alton with the ball back here, 55-10, they trail. It's an opportunity now in this game to work on your offense, work on your game. Here goes Jaden Mock going to the hoop. Missed up a shot, no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. It's off the hands of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And the Lady Comets will inbound down under the bucket with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Evan Montgomery to trigger it in. Gets it in the corner to Jaden Mock. Mock back outside to Mackenzie Smith. She has the ball poked away by Lainey Young, and it goes off of Lainey and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Lady Comets with 22 seconds to go on the shot clock. Under 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Evan Montgomery, top of the key, works their right side. Now down in the corner, long three-point shot is up. Off the back of the rim, no good. Mock goes up high for the rebound for Alton. Can't complete the shot. And Jaylee Tyson rebounds for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They push it up. Parker gives it in the corner to Young. Lainey will fire one up. It is no good. And the rebound taken by the Alton Lady Comets. Here comes Jaden Mock on the run. Gets cut off by the defense. And then a steal. The steal by Lauren Parker. She'll drive down the floor. Misses a shot. Rebound to Young. She goes back up and gets fouled. Lainey Young followed up the layup, got the rebound, going back up, got fouled on the play. And with 3:16 to go, foul is on Jaden Mock, will be her third, and Lainey Young will go to the free throw line. Lainey looking for her first point of the game, and it's up and good. Lainey's got a point. All five of the Mammoth Spring starters, matter of fact, all six of the top six have scored now. And here's the second free throw is no good, and the rebound off the hands of the Lady Bears. It'll be Alton Comet ball. More substitutions for Mammoth Spring. Number 13 checks into the game. Well, she was already in there, Kylie Williams. Who else? Number 20. If I got people in there I don't have listed in the book. Alton Lady Comet with the ball. Jaden Mock with it. Gives to Kinsey Smith down the middle of the lane. Banks one in off the window and good. Kinsey with her second bucket of the game. That makes it 56-12 with 2:52 to go. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears working to the inside. And it's taken away by Kinsey Smith. She will drive to the other end, shoot the layup, count it, and the foul. Kinsey Smith with her second consecutive bucket. Made a nice play to take it away and race down the court for the lay-in. She'll go the line and will shoot the free throw. Trying to complete the three-point play. Foul, by the way, was on number zero, Lauren Parker. And the free throw is up and good for Kinsey Smith. 7 points now for Smith in the game. Remember, boys game coming up when this one is completed. Mammoth Spring Bears and Viola Longhorn. Ought to be a dandy. We'll have it for you here on K-Country 95. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears work it to the right side corner. Back out front it comes. Taken there by number 33, Allie Reisner. Reisner swings around the corner. Parker for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound to Evan Montgomery from Alton. She races down the floor. And putting up a shot is going to get fouled. And it'll go against the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, number 14, Jaylee Tyson, who picks up her fourth personal foul. Nope, they call on number 13. I'm sorry. Number 13 calls the foul. That is Kylie Williams, her first. And Evan Montgomery at the free throw line. And Evan had a rough night tonight. Normally scores quite a bit, and she just hadn't scored at all tonight. Misses another free throw, and the rebound goes down in the corner and is run down out there by Kylie Williams from Mammoth Spring. Here come the Lady Bears. 56-15. Mammoth Spring with a lead, and a pass from Tyson intended for Williams is going to be tipped by the defense and goes out of bounds. Lady Bears inbounded with 25 on the shot clock. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. There's a long lob pass down in the corner for Krista Crawford. Feeds it back out front for Kylie Williams. Back to Crawford. Dumps it down low. And another pass is going to be stolen by Jaden Mock. Mock will take it to the left side of the floor, going to the rack, and scores the layup. Jaden Mock now with six. And here comes Mammoth Spring with it again. A minute 38 to go in the third quarter. Number 14, Jaylee Tyson. Holds it high. Oh, and dumps it inside for Crawford, wide open. Her shot is blocked, but she's knocked to the floor, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on the Alton Lady Comets. Number, who'd they call it on? Call on number 23, all right. Jaden Mock. That'll be the fourth on Jaden tonight. And the first free throw is up and no good for number 15, Krista Crawford. She will shoot another. Looking to get on the scoreboard here in the semifinals. The second free throw is good. So Crawford on the board with her first point. And a 40-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears as they bring it into the front court with Evan Montgomery. Montgomery swings it on the left side. Shot is up for steal. That's no good. Rebound taken in the middle. Get it to Allie Willard. Willard over to Kinsey Smith, driving toward the bucket, all the way to the basket. Can't score the layup, and the rebound taken by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and then stolen back away by the Alton Comets. Evan Montgomery with a minute to go in the third quarter. Gives off to Kinsey Smith in the corner now to Reese. Reese trying to dump it inside. The ball is off the hands of Allie Willard and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with 56 seconds to go. Our fourth quarter will be played under the mercy rule. We have running clock, won't last long. Well, here comes Mammoth Spring with the ball. They bounce it into the high post for Reisner. Ball is knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. And finally off the hands of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, it'll be Alton Lady Comet ball with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. And here come the Lady Comets. Evan Montgomery crosses the timeline right through the middle of the big MS on the middle of the floor here at the Mammoth Spring High School gym. They feed the ball down to Allie Willard in the corner. Out top for Lainey Warren, and she gives to Allie Willard, who scores on the inside. Nice play there, good execution. Willard with her second bucket of the night. Here's a long shot for Mammoth Spring on the other end, no good. Rebounded by Alton and the Lady Comets with a chance to score the final points of the third quarter. Warren's got it, dumps it down to Willard. Willard in traffic, a little left-hand move, shoots and scores. That's a nice play by Allie Willard. She's got six in the game. That makes it a 57-21 ball game. And another steal by Alton, but they couldn't get a shot away before the buzzer. And that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 57-21. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Alton Lady Comets. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off. Also, buy one, get one 50% off on all Hook and Columbia hats. That's right, buy one, get one 50% on all clothing and hats. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hog optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
To be successful in farming and ranching, you have to stay one step ahead. For instance, are you providing your cows the nutrition they need for next year's calf crop? Matching your cow's mineral needs to stage of production and time of year is critical to optimizing reproductive performance year-round. Kent Framework 365 Minerals has an option to fit your specific herd situation. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
And here we go, our fourth quarter. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are going to advance into the championship of the Battle of the Border tournament as they lead 57-21 as we head into the fourth quarter. We'll be on a running clock here in the mercy rule. And there's a long shot for Mammoth Spring off the inbound. Shot is up by Reisner, no good. And rebound taken by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They get it down to Parker. Three-point shot out of the corner, won't go down. And Allie Willard yanks down the rebound for Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. Long outlet pass stolen by Mammoth Spring. That is number 14 with the steal, Tyson. She throws it the other way, and it goes out of bounds and will belong to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Ball knocked away by the Comet defense. And Crawford to trigger it in down on the baseline. Brings it in out front. It's stolen by Evan Montgomery. She leads the pass out to Kaylee Steele, who drives for the layup and scores. Callie Steele with her second bucket of the night. 57-23, 7 minutes to go. Big crowd here getting ready for the men's semifinal game. Here's another shot up for Mammoth Spring, no good. Willard tipped the rebound over to Lainey Warren for the Alton Lady Comets. And the Comets come the other way. Number 34, Evan Montgomery works it into the front court. Got it down to Steele. Now to Willard in the paint, back outside. Three-point shot is up. No good by Reese. And rebound taken by Alt. Got out to Montgomery. Three-point ball. Good. Evan Montgomery hits one from downtown, and that is the first made basket by Evan Montgomery tonight for the Alton Lady Comets. Mammoth Spring with a basketball. They go to the high post for Reisner. Reisner kicks it out, trying to get it back out front, and it's stolen, and the Lady Comets will drive for the layup. Number three, Kelly Steele. She's got 6 points now in the game. It makes it 57-28 with 6 minutes to go. Mammoth Spring with a basketball. Been all subs here in the second half, and here goes Parker driving toward the basket. Dumps it off inside for Reisner. Her shot is blocked, but a foul going to be called, and Reisner will go to the free throw line for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Foul against the Alton Comets, number 32, that is Lainey Warren, will be her second of the night. And Reisner going to the free throw line. First free throw is up and no good. Allie Reisner, number 33, has not scored in the game tonight. If you joined us late, Mammoth Spring jumped out to a 21-3 lead in the first quarter. Second free throw for Reisner, no good. Evan Montgomery down with the rebound for Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. Evan looking to go to the bucket and is going to get fouled on her way. She'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Missed the floater, but she'll go to the line. Fouls on number 33. That is Allie Reisner for Mammoth Spring. And clock running here with 5 minutes to go in this one. Evan Montgomery looking for her fourth point of the night, and the free throw is up and good. So Montgomery now with four. Alton is led by Kinsey Smith with seven. Jaden Mock with six. Callie Steele with six, and Allie Willard with six. And now five for Montgomery. 4:43 to go in the game. 57-30, back to a 27-point game now. Mammoth Spring having trouble scoring here with a second team. The subs in the game. Here's number 14, Tyson, with a nice move down the baseline. Couldn't get the shot away. Feeds it off to Crawford. Crawford dumps it over to Parker. Parker takes it down in the corner, looking for an outlet, bounces it inside for Reisner. She kicks it back out. Three-point shot on the way for Tyson. No good. And we get a held ball on the rebound. And it'll belong to the Alton Lady Comets. Down 57-30 with 4 minutes to go. This one will look a lot closer in the scorebook than it actually was. If you joined us late, it was 45-7 at halftime. Here's a three-point shot for Alton, up and no good by Steele. Rebound Alton, another shot no good. Rebound by Warren. Warren got it down to Allie Willard. She puts it up and in over the top of everybody. Allie Willard now with eight to lead the way for the Alton Lady Comets. Here come the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They got the ball inside for Williams. Williams had it knocked away, stolen by Alton. Here they come on the break. Lainey Warren all the way to the rim, misses the shot, but she gets fouled on the play. And they're continuing to let the play clock run here. At the line will be Lainey Warren for the Alton Lady Comets. Lainey has not scored in the ball game tonight. Foul is on number 13. That is Kylie Williams, her second. And the first free throw for Warren is no good. Even though it's a 25-point lead, they continue under the mercy rule. And the second free throw for Warren is good, so she gets on the board. And here come the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with it. Number 14, Jaylee Tyson, works at top of the key, bounces it to Crawford on the right side. Back out front now for Williams. Williams got it inside for Reisner, back outside and around the horn. Here's another gift to Reisner. Reisner going down to Tyson in the corner. Tyson back out front. Montgomery almost stole it. Here's Crawford for three. That one is off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by the Alton Lady Comets. Number five, Jaylee Reese got the rebound. Pushes it up in the corner. That'll lob it inside now to Willard, and she shoots and scores. Allie Willard now with 10 points in the game. That leads the Alton Lady Comets tonight. 2 minutes to go. Mammoth Spring with it, working around the perimeter of the Comet zone defense. Out top is Lauren Parker. Works it to the left side for Krista Crawford. She'll swing it down to Parker in the corner. Thought about taking a three, doesn't. Lobs it inside and it's stolen by Allie Willard. Here's a long pass by Montgomery. Got it down to Steele, who shoots and scores. Callie Steele on the run out has got 8 points. and a 20-point game, 57-37. Mammoth Spring again bouncing it inside, tried to get it to Tyson, cutting down the lane, and the ball is stolen by the Alton Lady Comets. Here they come, Evan Montgomery up the floor to Warren, inside, Allie Willard puts it up over the rim, no good, and the rebound controlled by Lauren Parker for Mammoth Spring. Parker races up the floor, pulls it up on the wing, looking inside, bounces it down to Tyson. Tyson trying to give it off to Reisner, and the ball is stolen by the Alton Lady Comets, and then stolen back, a long pass for Alton, stolen by Mammoth Spring. Got the ball to Crawford. Crawford fakes the three, moves into the lane, puts it up off the window, no good. And rebound taken by Jaylee Reese for Alton. Here come the Lady Comets. 53 seconds to go in the game. Boys champion, or the boys third or semifinal game coming up in just a few minutes here. Mike Robertson is in the building, and we'll have the call of a final game for you here on K-Country 95. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the ball. Crawford, pass out front. Taken by, Williams. Williams dumping it inside. Back out to Crawford. Cross court now to Tyson. Tyson in the corner for Williams. Kylie holds it high. Brings it out, and it's stolen by Montgomery. Montgomery on the break. She will drive for the uncontested layup, and she makes it. Evan Montgomery with seven. And with 14 seconds left, Mammoth Spring Lady Bear just got to get it across the timeline, and they're going to move on to the championship game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Highland Lady Rebels. 6 o'clock Saturday night for the championship of the Battle of the Border Tournament. And there's your final, 57-39 is your final score. But it wasn't even that close. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, member FDIC and equal health lender.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. The best price on new Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC vehicles is found at Taylor Grubaugh in West Plains. I want to sell lots of cars, so we have even more people talking about the great buys from nice guys they got at Taylor Grubaugh. Check us out in West Plains, because the best prices are here.
Find new roads today.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Yeah, we're back here at the Battle of the Border Tournament. Our semifinal matchup is over. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears cruise to a victory tonight. 57-39 over the Alton Lady Comets. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will advance to the championship game Saturday at 6 o'clock. They'll take on the Highland Lady Rebels, and yep, we'll have that game for you here on K-Country 95. One more game here tonight, senior boys game, Mammoth Spring Bears and the Viola Longhorns. The winner will meet Highland for the championship Saturday evening at 7:30. For the Alton Lady Comets, they will play the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Bryn Washam, by the way, getting the MVP, and well-deserved for Bryn tonight. She had a big night. Anyway, the Alton Lady Comets will play the Thayer Lady Bobcats 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon for third place in the girls' division of the Battle of the Border. By the way, the tournament starts at noon Saturday. The Viola Lady Longhorns will play Hillcrest in the consolation game at 12 o'clock. All right, to quickly run down the scoring for you here, we're going to wrap this up, make room for Mike Robertson to join us for the call of the boys game. This one was over early. Mammoth Spring, with that defense and the hot shooting of Bryn Washam, led 21-3 at the end of the first quarter, 45-7 at the half, as Bryn Washam scored 26 points in the first half of the game. It was 57-21 after three, 57-39. Here's your final. Mammoth Spring with the win. Bryn Washam led the way with 28 points tonight. Tay Davis had 16. 6 for Sarah Crow. 3 for Lauren Skaggs. 2 for Adriana Corbett. 1 for Lainey Young. And 1 for Krista Crawford. For the Alton Lady Comets, they were led tonight by Allie Willard. Allie had 10. 8 for Callie Steele off the bench. 7 for Kinsey Smith. 7 for Evan Montgomery, 6 for Jaden Mock, and 1 for Laney Warren. All right, hope you've enjoyed it. I'm going to make room here for Mike Robertson. He'll have to call the boys' game. Our girls' game this evening has been brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Excuse me. The FNBC Community Bankers, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey and staff, the Baxter Regional Family Health Care, Mammoth Spring Clinic, the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Palace Drug Stores in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, your broker in Thayer and Willow Springs, along with the Mammoth Spring School District. And supporting the Alton Lady Comets tonight, the Alton Bank, their branch at the Bank of Birch Street, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pond, the Alton Quick Connection, Mills Feed, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Monty's Outdoors. That's going to wrap it up for me tonight.